Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, first set of units in Bernard Lodge Housing Development to be ready by July, new board appointed to the Housing Agency of Jamaica, and Parliament to play a greater role in the management of the country's fiscal affairs. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Parliament will play a greater role in the management of the country's fiscal affairs. This as the House of Representatives has approved the fiscal rule legislation. The enhanced fiscal rules puts quantitative limits on how much the government can spend, how much it can borrow, and the size of the deficit it can run. The framework aims to limit the annual fiscal deficit of the public sector to achieve a reduction in the public debt to no more than 60% of gross domestic product by fiscal year 2025-2026.
What we seek to do is to strengthen the definition of public debt and the escape clause in a manner consistent with the Financial Administration and Audit Act. In other words, the primacy of the fiscal rules with respect to these matters is set out in the Financial Administration and Audit Act.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Cabinet on Monday approved the appointment of a new board of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, the HAJ, to be chaired by former Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Derek Latibadier. Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies made the disclosure during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Appointment of the new board follows the resignation of the previous board last week, which was headed by Maureen Weber.
I've taken a decision to appoint, at this stage, a small board in order to return operations to normality as quickly as possible. In fact, the first meeting of the new board will take place this week. In due course, after discussions with the new chairman, additional members will be appointed.
The remaining board members are Banker Norman Reed, Senior General Manager at the National Housing Trust, Donald Moore, Quantity Surveyor and Head of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, Lucille Broadbaugh, Senior Public Servant, Maureen Vernon, Public Management Consultant, Jaron Green, Attorney at Law, Susan Lawrence, and Financial Analyst, Ken Arthur Mitchell. Minister Davies expressed his appreciation to the outgoing board for the significant amount of work it undertook during its tenure. Homeowners should receive the keys to their new home at the Bernard Lodge Estate Development in St. Catherine by July 2014. Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the initial plan of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, the HAJ, was to hand over the first set of 350 units at the end of this month.
The main reason for the delay is that significant changes have had to be made to the design of a stormwater drain for the development. The original plans included the construction of a large drain across Highway 2000. However, that design would have led to traffic delays on the highway, as well as to increased costs. Therefore, that design was abandoned, and the National Works Agency has done a revised one. Work is in progress to implement the new design.
Additionally, he says the developer has indicated that, based on the new internal arrangements in respect of their ownership structure, they have had to seek new financial arrangements for the project. Located in St. Catherine, the Bernard Lodge Estates development is approximately 5 minutes drive from Spanish Town Square. It is bounded by Highway 2000 to the south in the vicinity of Lime Tree Grove, Quarry Hill and Marchpen Road. The development will comprise of 1,584 housing solutions, which will be built in five phases. Included are studios and one-bedroom units. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.